T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
On the line right now is RDC Sports NFL Insider Michael Irvin. Insider calls are brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out how far an extra mile really goes. Mr. Irvin, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I can hear you fine, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for joining us this morning. And I'm going to give you an option. Do you want to go with the good, the bad, or the ugly?
Hey, listen. You can't cry on my shoulder. I got good, bad, ugly here in Dallas.
Oh, no.
No. So wait a minute. So let me just get this thing going right now. We're all crawling in the same boat right now, buddy. I'm just letting you know. We over here hurting, too. I got a pet dog, a stuffed animal on the show called my name Champ. He's my emotional support animal to get through this season. So come on, let's just cry together.
Well, that was going to be my ugly, was the NFC East. You played at Dallas. You obviously lived there. I'm a Washington football team alum. And could the NFC East be any worse than it actually is?
And it's in such a bad place, it brings about a conundrum, you know, because you're sitting here, all four teams should be thinking about you're on the clock. But because it's so bad, all four teams are thinking about, man, we can hang a banner. It may be a 6-10 championship division banner, but we can still hang a banner. It's a hell of a conundrum. So, you know, in Dallas, you got a new coach. So saying we won a division, even at 6-10, maybe it goes towards the morale of things. And Washington, that's a young team. Saying they won a division, even at 6-10, goes towards the morale. The Giants, they're climbing. You know, Philly, that's a whole different mess over there because you got a quarterback coach mess. So that's a whole other mess. So, yeah, it's been a tough one. So, okay, I'm glad we got my pain out the way. That's the ugly. Now let's go good and bad.
Okay, so the bad. And I would label division crisis as ugly. Team crisis right now is bad. I know that you've got that going on in Dallas. You already talked about that. We have bad going on in Detroit. We are currently looking for a new GM and a new coach. If you were an owner of a football team, how would you put together a search committee, or how would you make the decision on hiring a GM, and maybe give us a few options as to who that might be?
Oh, man, and there's so many GMs, and so many GMs, but I'm going to tell you what I would do. I would actually work it backwards a little here. I mean, I know San Francisco kind of worked it backwards. Mm-hmm. They went and got Kyle Shanahan. And then, Cal, who do you work well with? And then went and hired John Lynch. And I think they're doing an incredible job. That relationship has to be so solid between head coach and GM. And I love, and the reason I say work it backwards is because I love when you say, okay, the head coach knows the type of athlete he needs on the football field. So I want him to have some input on the GM who understands the type of athlete he needs for that system that, that the head coach is running. Teams mess up. They go and get a head coach, and then they go and get a GM, and the GM doesn't really understand the type of talent that's needed for that system, and you're dealing with two unknown variables that you never hit home with. You want to hit home. You want to build a system and make sure we have an understanding of the kind of talent that fits that system. Let me throw out a name to you. Eric Bieniemy. Mm. I've always wondered, I don't care what anybody said, what Matt would be with a real head coach, offensive-minded head coach. What would he be with Andy Reid? If you can't get Andy Reid, then I want the closest thing to Andy Reid.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? I want the closest thing. I got Golladay. I want the closest thing to Andy Reid. And to get my quarterback who understands defense, who has a great arm, who has great talent to play with this kind of talent on offense. And then I'm going to ask the enemy, what are your thoughts towards the GM? Who understands how to build the kind of guys built in Kansas City? Who understands how to go find this great speed guy? You got Golladay, so you already got your main receiver, mm-hmm. but you still want to get a speedster guy. And I'm going to say, hey, Matt Stafford, your last few years, buddy, we're going to get the most out of you. We're going to get the most out of you and build this thing around you the right way. And I don't think he's ever had that.
And to your point with Eric Bieniemy, if you're working backwards, that is one of the possible coaching candidates that you could do that with, because I know him a little bit. I don't know how well you know him, but he is a strong personality. He is a guy that knows what he wants and how he wants his team to operate. And I think he would be, for Detroit, a perfect fit, that offensive-minded guy that is the leader that they've been wanting. So let's go to...
Right, right. And he knows, and you just hit the nail on the head. Especially you hit the nail on the head. You want somebody who knows what they're doing. Listen, when we were winning Super Bowls in Dallas, mm-hmm. right, I remember I had a conversation with Jerry went on. He wanted to make a change. He brought in Chan Gailey brought in a whole different style of offense.
Mm-hmm.
And I met with Jerry. I said, Jerry, listen, man. I said, what are we doing here? I said, you went in a whole different direction. We were trying to copy what San Francisco had done in the 80s. Now we're in the 90s. I said, San Fran, they brought in different coaches, but they never changed that system. That system had won them Super Bowls. They brought in different coaches, but they never changed the system. Now you bring in a different system. You got players that fit one system. Now you got a different system. You know, 2 years later, we had to get rid of that coach and go back to the old system because you still had some of those players. That's why you want to work backwards. You want to get the player, you get your system, get your head coach and get the system, and then get the GM that understands that system and the players that fit in that system, as opposed to a GM that goes after players that don't fit in the system, and you get a lot of bust in the draft.
I got one more for you as we talk to RDC Sports NFL Insider. That's Michael Irvin, an NFL Hall of Famer. Let's get to the good, all right? Kansas City, reigning world champs. They are doing nothing, in my opinion, that says they can't do it again. Pittsburgh is currently undefeated. If you were a betting man, would you take KC and Pittsburgh to win the Super Bowl or the field?
Oh, great question. Great question, man. Now, I'm not a betting man. Let me say that clearly. I just did my gambling assessment thing again for the NFL. We have to make sure that we do all of these gambling assessments.
I'm with you. I know it.
Right. You know what I'm saying. But to that, that would be a pretty safe bet in the sense of, you know, both of those teams look great. Pittsburgh is probably a little disappointed because we still don't give them the credit for what they've done and what they've accomplished. But they certainly have an ability to put up 27, 30 points a game. And I just watched the Bucks hold the Chiefs to 27 points. And I like Pittsburgh's defense, but I like Tampa Bay's defense. So yeah, I would say that's a good, strong bet if you're going one of those 10 teams winning the Super Bowl. And don't give up hope on Pittsburgh winning the AFC Championship over Kansas City if it came to that. They have the tools. They just got to operate it.
Well, Mike, I appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us, and look forward to hearing more from you soon.
Guys, I really do. I hope Matt Stafford get an opportunity to just see some of the back end of a playoff as he's on the tail end of his career, because he's had a phenomenal career, and man, he's had to deal with a lot of changes. It'll be nice to just to see that at least in his latter years. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Thanks, Mike. We all appreciate that and would hope the same for Matt Stafford, for the Detroit Lions, for the fans. That was RDC Sports NFL Insider Michael Irvin. Insider calls are brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out how far an extra mile really goes. 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.